This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1900, How to Tell Someone You'll Be Visiting Their Neighborhood in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. When you are going to be in someone's area, what can you say to ask for a recommendation or to invite them to hang out? Get a new English phrase that works whether you're in the woods or in the city in today's episode. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. What's going on, Michelle? How's everything today?
Everything is good. Everything's good. How are you, Lindsay?
Fantastic. I'm happy to be on the microphone with you. So it's all good. It's all good. No complaints.
Good, good. Well, I'm excited to be here. So today we are going to talk about how to share with someone that you are nearby.
Yeah, I love this idea, right? So sometimes we're traveling around, whether it's coming into someone's town or someone's part of town. Yep. We need to let people know we're going to be near them, right?
Right, right, right. And we can talk about more like why that's useful and things like that. So we're going to teach you, you know, I mean, yeah, could I say, Lindsay, like, oh, Lindsay, I'm nearby. Yeah, I can say that.
You can say that. But what?
there are more fun ways to say it. And I know that our listeners are so ready to have many, many ways to express something.
Yes.
So I think that they'll like this episode.
Yeah. So I want to challenge our listeners today. We're going to show you a new way. Right? Nearby is fine. It's a simple direction word. You learned it in your textbook. But today we're going to give you something you didn't learn in your textbook, guys, that kind of can put a little more color, a little more personality into what you're saying.
Exactly. And I'm excited about this. And I like this. I thought of this episode because I think used this expression.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So I know, I mean, I sure use it. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too.
So, all right. So
what is it?
Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. What it is your neck of the woods.
The woods. So does this mean when I say this to someone, your neck of the woods, that means they live in the woods or what?
I mean, Lindsay. Like
yeah. What does that even mean? Why are we saying woods?
That's funny. Yeah. You know what? I don't know. I don't know why we say it, but it's a very common one. It just, yeah, it means where someone lives or nearby where someone lives, like their neighborhood. Right. So,
yeah.
Right. So it's very useful. We'll give some examples in a second. But I mean, Lindsay, when do you think someone says, oh, you're neck of the woods?
It could be, for example, if you live in New York like you do, Michelle, it could be, let's say, if you live on the Upper West Side and I'm going to go to Columbus Circle, right? I could say, oh, I'm going to be at Columbus Circle, your neck of the woods for a concert. Isn't there a concert hall or what's there? Some famous, something super famous.
Oh, there's
there.
What is the Beacon? The Beacon is in the area?
No.
Anyways, we don't know, but it's something,
I can't
it's like an opera
right
house or something. But yeah, so you could say, I'm going to be in your neck of the woods. Would you like to meet up for a coffee after the concert?
Exactly. Right? Exactly. I think that that's a really useful way to start actually saying that you might be able to make plans with someone.
Exactly. I love it. So good. And we always want to have a way to, you know, when we invite someone out or invite someone to do something, it's good to have a way that sounds casual and fun instead of being so serious.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And this is one way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right. All right. So let's give a couple examples. So the first one is, oh, Lindsay, I was in your neck of the woods over the weekend. I tried that great new pizza place. It was delicious.
Yes. And we found a great pizza place in our neighborhood. Oh, it's nice. So good. Detroit style pizza, Michelle. It is the best. Oh, it's so good. I love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that the Hemi pizza?
No, it's I'm forgetting the name of it now, but it's very bready. Lots of dough. Lots okay. of bread. And I love that about pizza when it's not thin crust. I like the thicker Chicago style, Detroit
yeah.
style. Yeah.
So, that's good.
It's a
that's
guilty
good.
Pleasure that we do on the weekends sometimes. So anyway, side point. Okay. Here's another phrase. I'll be in your neck of the woods next weekend if you want to grab a coffee. Very casual and very natural, Michelle.
Right, right, right. Exactly. Or I just went to the new museum on 3rd Street. That's your neck of the woods, right?
Right. Now, these are all really not indirect, but not super direct ways to invite someone to say, hey, we're in close proximity to each other sometimes. Let's hang out. Right.
Right. Right. Right. Or you can just use it to like kind of highlight, you know, that you were in someone's area in the past. You tried yeah. something new or just checking. Oh, that's where you live. Right. Right. I could have yeah. said I went to the new museum on 3rd Street. That's where you live. Right. I could have said that. But yeah. your neck of the woods. And again, you know, we talk about pronunciation a lot. It's not your neck of the woods. It's your neck of the woods.
Neck of the woods. Neck of the woods. So good. So good. Yeah. And Michelle, and there is a difference in feeling between saying, oh, I went to that new museum. That's near where you live, right? Versus exactly. that's your neck of the woods, right? What's the difference in feeling? We're saying the same thing. But what right. is, does the first one sound a little creepy?
That's where you live, right? Oh, no. yeah, it's just a little, it's just like a, that's really funny. It's like a little bit too formal sounding, a little bit, yeah, your neck of the woods. It's just like a little more casual, which I think in turn in this situation is a little less creepy.
I think the first one is a little creepy because it's too specific. It's too direct.
Right.
We kind of need to throw in right. idioms, guys, into our English to feel less direct in a way.
Right.
And I know our listeners, you guys know this about your native languages. So now it's time to do this in English, right?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I love that. So, yeah, I mean, it's funny because the expression has nothing to do with the woods, but we use it yeah. all the time. It's kind of lighthearted and fun. You can also use it to ask someone a question, right?
Right.
So, Lindsay, I'll ask you, mm-hmm. Lindsay, if I'm in your neck of the woods, what should I do?
Oh, my gosh. Good question. Michelle, if you're in my neck of the woods, you should hop on a scooter and go down to a brewery and sit in the sun, drink a beer, hang out with all the dogs, all the puppies, all the pups. That would be a typical Denver day. And I could also answer that more broadly about this part of the country, right? If you're in my neck of the woods, you should go up to the mountains and spend a day hiking, right?
Nice.
So we could talk about our neighborhood, our city, our state, our region, right, Michelle? It's not just limited to our neighborhood. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would agree with that. Right. It can be used more broadly.
It can. Although I would say more often it's closer in.
I think more often. But like, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, that's true. I'm going to go back on what I said. I think it's more often closer in about a neighborhood vibe, something closer in
often,
to
yeah.
exactly where you are. Right. Like mm-hmm. your neighborhood in New York City, my neighborhood in Denver, I would say.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. So, Michelle, this is a great phrase for our listeners to come away with, just this one today. But do we have any others that would be also not be creepy, but could work?
Yes, exactly. Well, we do. So one is just your area.
Yeah, your area. Exactly. So I'll be in your area at 6. Can I pick up the book then? Yeah. Also, you know, just kind of, not an idiom, not an expression, but it works.
Right. Your area. It's just different. Like, it just sounds better than I'll be near where you live.
Yes, there's a problem with that. It's just too directional, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, you could say I'll be near your building, but that also sounds
creepy.
I don't know.
What about your part of town? That's another thing we could say.
Yeah, that's kind of a fun one, right? So like, I think my sister lives in your part of town near the bookstore, right?
Also nice. Also fun. Kind of makes it feel like a small town. Even if, and again, we should emphasize, Michelle, you know, even if we're talking about a huge city, we could still say you're part of town, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. I mean, and you could also say your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
You know, could say, you know, especially for like something like, I feel like it might be weird if it's like someone's actual neighborhood, right? Like when I think of like the suburbs,
right?
Like someone's like, Lindsay, like what's the difference between when you hear the neighborhood for something like New York City and when you hear the word neighborhood for like a suburb?
Oh, it's a lot smaller. Right. More specific, I guess. Is that what you're getting at? Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, that's what I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a neighborhood is more like, you know, like, for example, where I grew up in Maryland, you know, you would like take the turn in and then it's just like a very clear, like an obvious group of houses.
Very small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like a neighborhood. Right. Like I feel like when you use neighborhood in New York, or, you know, like that could mean the entire Upper West Side.
Right. Or all of South Park Slope, which is where I lived in Brooklyn, Upper East Side, could be a neighborhood. I see what you mean. So it's too personal, right? If you say that in the suburbs, too personal.
Right.
Too close
to home. If I'm just like, I'll be in your neighborhood.
Yeah. That, again, sounds stalkery and creepy.
I feel like in the city, oh, I'll be in your neighborhood. You know, like that could mean like, you know, although, I mean, yeah, you could use it for smaller pieces of a neighborhood as well. I don't know. It's kind of interesting.
It is interesting. I mean, we can go into that in another episode. And actually, Michelle, I just got another episode idea.
Ah.
Yes, we got to write this one down. I just said it sounds stalkery. So the idea of taking a noun and putting a Y at the end of it and saying E, that means ish. It sounds like something a stalker might think or do, right? Mm-hmm. They're coming too close to you. So we could do another episode for our listeners on how to add that to many different nouns in the English language. I love how natural and native that is for our listeners. So good.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right. Wrote it down.
So guys, hit follow so you don't miss that. Do we have a role play, Michelle, for our listeners?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. So here we are, friends.
All right. Hey, what are you up to this weekend, Michelle?
Oh, not too much. Actually, I'm thinking about heading to your neck of the woods to see that new show at that new concert hall.
Oh, that's great. Well, if you're in my area, we should meet up.
That'd be great. I'd love a tour around your part of town.
Nice. And I like the intonation. Let's go back through this for our listeners and see what we said, especially the intonation that you used here, Michelle. How did you say that first thing? Actually, right?
Actually, right? Uh-huh. I'm thinking about heading to your neck of the woods. Your neck of the woods, right?
Right. That's the key. That's what I noticed. And it sounded so natural and native. So guys, your neck of the woods, as opposed to my neck of the woods. So we put the intonation on the your.
Right. Exactly. To your. And I really wanted to emphasize that because you can tell in, you know, that I'm trying to say like, oh, like I wasn't thinking about this, but I realize that I'll be near you.
right? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So guys, put your surprise into your words.
Ah, I like
yes,
that.
Yes, that's so good. Put that sense of surprise and delight into what you're saying. So the other person can see, oh, she's excited because she's going to be in my neighborhood. So she wants to meet up. So I want to meet up. Right. And right, that right. creates that connection. Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then you said, well, if you're in my area, right? Mm-hmm. Again, my area.
Yep. We should meet up. And then you said, that'd be great. I'd love a tour around your part of town. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So just another way to say, yeah, neck of the woods. Part of town.
Exactly. Good. Exactly.
Yeah. Good.
So, I mean, again, these are useful too. You can use it to make plans, right? Or you can ask for suggestions, mm-hmm. right? Like, oh, I'll be around your neck of the woods this weekend. Any good coffee shops, stuff
right.
like that.
Right. It doesn't always have to be, do you want to hang out? Right.
Right.
It could just be, hey, I know you're familiar with this part of town or this part of the city. Where can I go? And get a local's right. perspective. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
right, right. Exactly, exactly. And mm-hmm. so, especially in somewhere like New York where there's so many,
oh my gosh.
So many different things. Like I could live in the upper West Side mm-hmm. and my friend could live on the Upper West Side and, you right. know,
yeah. totally
so different.
Yeah. And there are some really great restaurants on the Upper West Side, but you got to have a local's perspective to know where to go. Right, Michelle?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, well, now I'm hungry.
So good. Oh, yeah. Final note. Over the weekend, I was in California, but I was thinking of New York City because I had a bagel and lox. It was so good. Mm-hmm. Oh, so good. But I feel like it's only true in New York. It's kind of that kind of dish that just, it's so New York. Do you agree?
Yeah. Well, that's like, lox are like,
so New York.
I think one of my favorite foods in the world, actually.
It's so good. What is it for our listeners, just so they know what it is? It's like salmon.
It's like smoked salmon.
Smoked
yeah.
salmon and on a bagel, which is very yeah. typical New York City with cream cheese. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So good. Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing.
Good. That's good.
Anyway, this has been great. So guys, this is how you want to talk about visiting someone's neighborhood. Make it clear that you're excited. And, you know, if it makes sense, invite them to hang out. Such a great connection skill.
Absolutely. Oh, well, definitely. Well, Lindsay, hopefully I'll be in your neck of the woods sometime.
I hope so. I know that would be that wouldn't be by mistake, though, because we live so far apart. Right. I'm in
yeah,
Colorado.
Right. That's true. That would be a very purposeful meeting.
It would be. But hopefully you'll come out and visit me in Colorado at some point.
That All would right. be fun. Good that stuff. Would be fun.
All right, Michelle, I'll talk to you very soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Take care. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.